2019, Monday night, third year of the Tuchta Torah. Simon Mem Zion. We went over Siv Gimel and Dalet yesterday, which is, according to some Achronim, really a steer in the Mechaber. Obviously, he's not saying for himself one Siv to the other, but they look at it that he is. In other words, they hold that Gimel, which is Kosev Divrei Torah, has no Mila over Maharer B'Divrei Torah, which is Siv Dalet, where the Mechaber Pasuk has no Birchas HaTorahs. So there are, the Achronim explain in different ways, the Milo of Kosev over Maharher according to the Mechaber. The Gros Choylik with Siv Dalet, with the whole Yisoid of Siv Dalet, and the Gros holds that you do make a bracha on Hirhur. The Ramah says Paskening a Din without giving a reason is included in Hirhur because he has to think what the reason is. The Pshat and the Gros, if you look carefully at the Gros, is that the Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is the Hirhur. Not, it has nothing to do with the rule of Hirhur Kedibur Domi or Hirhur Lav Kedibur Domi. He says that the Great Torah is the Hirhur also. That would be based really on what the word Vargisabo means. Or Hashulchan has a whole list of places in Tanakh where Vargisa means Dafka to talk, not to think. Higoyon Lev means to think. But when it just says Vahagisa without Lev, it means to talk. So that's really the Shaila here in Gimel and Dalet. Bir Halacha talks about it in Divrei Hamaskol HaMahara B'Divrei Torah. He points out that it has nothing to do with Hirur Kedibur Domi or Lav Kedibur Domi, this issue. In other words, we paskin here a lav kedibur domi, but there's still a possibility that you have to make birchas haTorah. The second bir halacha is an important principle, where the mechaber paskins that someone who writes the Divrei Torah, tzorech levorech, whatever the explanation of the mechaber is, for the mechaber paskins, when you write, you have to make a bracha. So let's look at the bir halacha, the second bir halacha, b'mekoysev umatik. The Kavanos are acting like they are via Chmom, and he's writing even a Sefer Torah. But he's not learning. He's writing a Sefer for money. Efshad Afilu Bukhari Tevos, even if he speaks out the words, which a Sefer has to do, really. Gam Kain Ein Sorech Levarech, Ein Zibichlau Limud. There's no learning going on. Vayim Asimam Lamed Ches, Mogan Avram Sivkot Ches, that has to do over there with the Indian of Isaac Ben Mitzvah, Potem and Amitzvah. Mashen came with Dibur Mamish, Efshar, possibly, because he's still saying Tzukim. So when you're writing and you want the writing to be considered like Dibur, so you say, no. If he's doing it Larviach, he's writing. Like, there's no connection to Dibur. But when he says out the words, so maybe. It's not clear. Even if he's only saying it out to facilitate the writing, but he's saying words of Torah. So Lingam Maisiyeshvahachmer Mishkin Baboker. A guy gets up in the morning, Lichtov Stam, Levorich Berchasatoyim Betchila, Vleimo Acha Kacha Pesukim Shana again. You know, you avoid all these problems if you just say Berchasatoyim. You know, you say Yivrechacha, so there's no problem. So that's what you should do. He should make sure to say Birchas HaTorah beforehand if he'll be saying it. Apparently the Bir Halacha sounds like he's agreeing that if there'll be just Ksiva going on and it'll be Ksiva Stam, that you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah, even according to the Mechaber. Anyway, there's a slew of shittas that even Ksiva you don't make a bracha. If by hearer you don't make a bracha.
But then again, counterbalancing that, you have the grow that by here you make a bracha, so by ksiva you'd make a bracha too. So you're back to deciding if by ksiva l'arviach you should make a bracha, according to the grow. I would say no. I would say that the bir halacha's chiluk is still valid even according to the grow. Now, just like the bir halacha is satisfied that when you're doing a l'arviach, so there's no link of ksiva kedibur. So I would say, according to the Gra also, here hur, that's a mitzvah of Torah, even here hur, if you're doing it laharviach, it probably doesn't, now when you're saying the words, I see a chilek, so you're saying words of Torah. It seems to me that here hur also has to have some learning aspect to the here hur to be machshevit, the mitzvah of Torah. Well, when you're saying it, so you're saying words of Torah. So the Bir Halacha makes that chilek legabe hirur kedibur, legabe ksiva versus dibur. I'm making it in the grah that there would still be a difference between hirur and dibur. Bir Halacha makes it between the mechaber's ksiva and hirur. The mechaber's ksiva and dibur. The mechaber's ksiva needs mechzat Torah. Mishpura says larviach not. Dibur larviach is not so sure. But so I'm saying that also the gabi to grow. I could see such a chiluk. Okay, let's move on now to sifhei birchas haTorah are asher kedushanu b'mitzvos of etzivanu al divrei Torah. That's the girsa of some rishonim in the sugya brachas. But the sugya has two girsas, al divrei Torah or lasek b'divrei Torah. It's interesting that the bracha reflects along the shechilik in how to view birchas haTorah, whether it's a regular birchas haMitzvahs, so you'd say lasek b'divrei Torah. Al divrei Torah is more mashma like the chiddush that they say over in the name of the briskara, but really it's mavur. I told you in the Ramban a lot also, and that it's on Torah. You make the bracha like you're thanking Hashem for giving you the Torah. Different, almost like a bikkas hashvach. Sort of like the Rishonim say about the bracha under the chuppah, the birchas erusin. It's not really a birchas hamitzvah. It's more like a birchas hashvach. It's more like a birchas hashvach. So that's how he categorizes birchas haTorah. We said yesterday the Aruch HaShulchan has a shaila about Kabbalah and Medrash. Not the Medrash that the Gemara speaks of, where the Gemara means Medrash Psukim, where you darshan Psukim. But Medrash, like we call Medrash, Agoda and Zoya and Kabbalah. You have to say birchas haTorah. The Supik. Same thing. Certainly a mitzvah. What?
Why is there something?
So I'm saying if there's a mitzvah, certainly a mitzvah to learn it. But whether or not, it's not connected to psukim. You see in the Gemara, if you ever learned the sugim brachas, the Gemara has a hierarchy. On mikra, maybe not on medrash. On medrash, maybe not on mishnah. On mishnah, maybe not on talmud. So what's pshat? So for the Gemara, really, you see, the further you move away from pshat and the pasuk, pshat and Torah Shabbat, pshat and the pasuk, in other words, mikra is the pasuk. Medrash is already darshan in the pasuk. Mishnah is already that much more removed from explaining the pasuk. Ultimately, it explains the pasuk. Gemara is the parish on the Mishnah, which is the parish on. So that's what chayru you see from the Gemara, that you're really making a bracha on Torah Shabbat, almost. That's what it seems like. Then the question would obviously be, Adrav, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is more focused on Torah Shem Al Peh. So, Lachari, you see from the Gemara that you sold, the Gemara Gufa, I don't even know what Teretz was shot in the Gemara, but Al Kapanim, so then the question is, Zoyer and Medrash, or Hashulchan takes it to the next level. And he says, well, what about Zoyer and Agoda, which is not really associated with Sukkot. So the common custom is to make a bracha on anything called Torah. So here, al divrei Torah, I'm saying that maybe the words of the bracha might also reflect this chilek laso would make it into a regular Birchas HaTorah. Sherkan the Shalom Betos the funnel al divrei Torah is more mashma. Okay. Baharivna, what? The words of Torah. Baharivna, we'll see now. The Mechaber says it with a vav, we'll see in the next sif right away. Baharivna is, as was said in the Bar Mitzvah Drosha, that we want Torah to be Gishmak. That's the understanding of Torah, the retention of Torah. And you're davening for your kids. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura. There's a couple of hot spots to daven for good children. This is one of them. Kolona Yoide Shemecha. Very, huh? What does that mean? It's really based on the Ramban's idea that the whole Torah is Shemus of Hashem. And you're really talking about the esoteric part of Torah. L'chayra. Yoide Shemecha. Okay? Okay, and then self-explanatory also. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Al divrei Torah minig medino seinu. That's Ashkenaz. He means that's Ashkenaz. Rusach Ashkenaz. Loim alasik b'divrei Torah. I mean, it's in Poland, but Rusach Ashkenaz. Ger yacholayim bichos hashabach abanu. I forgot why. He joined Klal Yisrael. That's all. The Harav No. Why? It doesn't mean no guarantees in life, but it means that, you know, you got a fighting chance. It's easier. The ain't a tzorach l'kach, not because it's not true, but the cloud tzatzoenu gam kim b'nei bonim. The word tzatzoenu includes everything, the whole lineage. Here the Mishnah Berurah says the Tomid Tia. Why does he say it here? That's weird. I didn't want to mix up Sif Kotten Tess. The Tomid Tia Tfilas Ado Am Shkur B'Fiyam L'Sbalo Al B'Neim Shiyu Long Day Torah V'Tzadikim B'Bali Midas Toivus V'Yichavim Noid B'Birchus Ava Rabba. I don't know where in Avarama. Any suggestions? No, I mean, wait. Yeah, that's the Bichas HaTorah part of Avarama is certainly the same with the Beinu Lohavin Lohaskil Lohshmoyel. I'm talking about the Bonim part. I don't know. The whole bracha. Okay. See the other two. He says it's more focused. Any suggestions? The next, he says three places. The other two are focused. He tells you which words. Abba Rabbi doesn't tell you which words. There's no natural place. That's the only, like, slight connection to Ovis of Bonin there is. Stop. Okay, you can do the same thing. I don't know. Alone voshi or long voed. No, okay, it's not clear. I didn't find anything. When noise the hoder gets up to here, we'll see. Yechavin ma'oid bebirchas avarabo or bebirchas atar b'shasher b'niach nechem tetzoenu. Chink shemu b'uval atzion. You know, while you're ripping off, not you. I'm being cynical. Why are you taking off your tefillin? Yeah. Amal lo nigal lo rik v'lo nevedla behalom. What?
Doesn't it come up earlier also?
Where? What? In the Valutzion? Yeah, I don't know, but that's not, there there's a tefillah. There it's not a tefillah. Here it's a tefillah. There you're saying over a pasuk. This is a tefillah. Very depressing at times to have children. You have small children, you don't know. Oh, it's a weird system. Okay, so those are the three brachas, and if you remember the interpretation of Rabbi Milinowitz by the land of Bar Mitzvah, you'll be a very lucky guy. Remember the Mishnah Berurah, three places to daven that your children should grow up okay. What an okay. Yes, well, nothing to it. Lomdei Torah, Tzadikim, and Balei Midos, that's all. Big deal. Sivov, I'm a Baharev, involved. It's one bracha. Mishnah Berurah, the bracha Achasi. Tilu hoysa bracha b'fnei atzmo hoysa pasachas b'boruch. Ah, you'll object, and you'll say it's smucha l'chaverto. B'avukat d'chnucha l'chaverto hi. So there's no raya from that. No. B'kama kong, even the brachas k'tzora saying, havelu l'ftach b'boruch. B'yidavei brachas avdolu. When you say a whole bunch of brachas, the smuchas l'chaverto, but they're brachas k'tzoras. Shepofu d'baruch ha'alvi, shepofu k'tzoras. K'tzoras. But the Yesh Oimrim, that's in the Ramah, the Yesh Oimrim, the Loivov, that it is a different bracha, this is interesting, this is the Ramah, we don't do like the Ramah. He says, V'chein no'agu, we'll see in a moment why, he himself says. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh Oimrim is really, the Shani Brichas Abdullah, Shani Tzmuchos, there's no such principle that Smuchos, Katsaros, don't follow the rule that they don't have to be Paseach Baruch. He wanted a boy from Havdalah that Brachos Katsaros, even if they're Smuchos, would be Paseach Baruch. So now he's rejecting that whole principle. He's saying Brachos Havdalah are different because they're not really Smuchos. They're not really Smuchos Lachaverta inherently. You would make a Brach on Ner and Besomim any time, Motzei Shabbos, even if you miss it, if you don't have, you'll make it later in the night. So they're not necessarily tied into Abdullah, so they're not really kavua as smucha lachaverta. What? Alakai Neshama's place is after Ashayotzah, according to those shitas. And therefore it's not Paseach B'baruch. Why isn't Alakai Neshama Shemashat to be Paseach B'baruch? One shita is because its place is after Asher Yotzar, and it is a bracha smucha lachaverta. And the other shita is that it's a brichas hashvach, and a brichas hashvach doesn't have to start off with baruch. But the first shita was that that's its place after Asher Yotzar. Here he's saying that it's not really called its place, if you can say it. It just Chazal suggested making it over the coast, but it's really, it has no place. It's an independent bracha. Hashanah b'chazat Torah would be. Hey, lichtus. What is it? Yeah. Again. Birchat Torah is smucha lachaverta. The second shita holds, and therefore it's not paseach b'baruch, and that's why it's three, right? Two separate than the first. It's possible. That's what the Ramah says. Okay, but that's not really. That's just a raya. The issue is it three brachas or two brachas? That's the question. You want to bring a raya from the fact that it doesn't start with baruch, but it's just a raya. He's just dwelling on the raya, not the principle. The principle is it a separate bracha or not? Again, I alluded in the drasha, which I hold as an emissary, It's a very true thing that I said. It has to do with a higher idea. Because Lasso B'divrei Torah is the act of learning, the Yagiyah, the Omol. And the Harivna is the retention and the understanding and the memory. Retention and understanding. So the question is, and they're really two different things. They're each a mitzvah, and they're each important. And each one without the other has value to it. So the question is it two sides of a coin, though? But is it ultimately two sides of a coin? And it's really not sholem unless you're doing both? Or no, each one has a complete value in itself. It's just that they're both important. So I think that's the shaila if it's two brachas or one bracha. Like it's a subtlety there about the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Okay, so the Ramah, what?
The Medrash, the point, so that was separate? You don't put a Medrash
in? Yeah, it's definitely, again, if you don't remember and you don't, and you work, you definitely get a mitzvah. It's not like you took three minim of a lulav, or you have three parshas in your tefillin. It's definitely not like that. It's a more subtle idea. It's more like. You know, you ever learn Aram Arasa? You ever learn the 10th Perek Nedarim? Okay. So, but you're familiar with the concept that the Ov and the Baal are made for the Neder of an Aram Arasa. And the Gemara there discusses the subtlety, whether each is an independent Megas Gaios or Miklash Kalish, which really means is each an independent Koach, completely. But the Torah was gozer that they both have to do it? Or does each one like need the other one for completion? It's a very lumdish idea. The Gemara calls a Megas guy as a Miklash Kalish. And ultimately it proves to be a Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's very lumdish sugya. Yeah, whenever you have two things, like the Rugged Shavah, Chafetz Chameach after Rugged Shavah, you know, somewhere in his Sforum, like has a whole list of things in Shas where there's two things required and how ultimately is each one. Yeah, by Pigel, if Mefaglin b'chatzi matir, two things are matir, the eating of the korban, the Shnei Bozicha Levoina are matir, eating the Lechem Hapon. Let's say when you are makriv one bozoch of Levona, you have a Pigel machshava. That's a machlokes if mefaglin b'chatzi matir or not. It's only a chatz matir. So again, it's the same idea. Is each one a total matir, except you need both? Or is each one indeed a chatzi? So it's not, you didn't do anything yet. By makriv chutz, if you bring, you have the same thing. If you only did. Well, that's not really two things. That's even if you did all the, if you have to do all of the Emurim or only a Kazayas of the Emurim. But yeah, you have throughout Shas. You have different places. You have really Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanan. Shnei Dvorim Hamalin Zeh Belo Zeh. So if you just do one, is it Mechaper or not? Kids are like the Rugged Shabbat typically. Goes like from brachas to nida with a list of such things. So there also, I think it's such an idea. Certainly, each one has chashivas and is important and is something. And the subtlety of one bracha, two brachas reflects the subtlety of: is it fart not sholem, or is it a complete shlemus? But there's even by two sides of a coin, I can clear the same shaila. Is each side, because the chashivas of a coin is indeed its tzura, it's the matbeya aspect. So there's a tzura on two sides. So, just calling it two sides of a coin doesn't really begs the issue. You could declare the same shaila about two sides of a coin. Okay. Anyway, so there, it's interesting. The mechaber says with a vav. The Ramah says without a vav the chenagu. And he brings down Sfard poskim like Rambam and Rashba. And then he says, "Amol Yosef Tov Lomah Bavav." But his heart's without a vav. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and why Yosef Tov. Hard is to say without a vav. Yosef Tov is almost like a pshara. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see why. Yosef Tov is because Kibzei Yotoni Yudei Kol Adeus. I'm not sure, well, let's see. If you don't have to say it with a vav, but you said it with a vav, so you didn't ruin anything. Aval in time of Beloy Vav, so you've made it into a bracha b'fnei atzmo, b'havi hefsik l'osu deyesh esvir le bracha achasi. Now, even if you're yotze with a shekin dishonu, it's all to be zvon olas of b'nivei sora, even if you've said enough, so now you've made harav non, it's a hefsik between that and asher bochar bonu.
You're not even saying the whole
book. So apparently you've said enough to be yotze, and the problem is the hefsik. But theoretically, even if it's a separate bracha, it could start with a vav. Apparently, starting with a vav does not necessarily declare it to be a different bracha. But starting without a vav declares it to be the same bracha. No, what did I just say? The opposite. Saying it without a vav declares it to be a separate bracha. So if it's one bracha, you've ruined something. Anyway, at least Ashkenaz people do it, I guess, because that's the Ramos Maskono. Now he says, I did not have time to go through this well. Apparently, even if you're saying Viharivna, it's a Shaila with the Amen, but the Shaila with the Amen is the Shaila if it's one bracha or two brachas. So just say so. Just say, even though we've resolved, I mean, he's already said that we've resolved the saying of the vav, but he himself has said, but we still haven't resolved if it's one or two brachas. We're just saying, say the vav. Like, so why make Amen into a new issue? Amen is the issue if it's one or two. So just say, but the Gabi Amen, we still don't know what to do. We haven't resolved anything with the Amen. So that's really what he says. He just makes it sound like a new issue. That's what I didn't have time to go through that to see, like, why he puts it that way. Tomorrow we'll start with that. Achar lasuk b'divrei Torah yesh deyos b'enu achreinim. Roi v'achreinim esadim shalol lando samein, which means it's truly one bracha. V'nochon shivorech amavorech brachosu b'lachash. I guess it's only if you're not being racist on it. Okay, we'll stop there.